我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you。
你设立 MMCC 这个教会在这个地方成为福音的一个灯台。
You establish a MMCC church here to be the lamp of gospel。
我们也感谢主，你通过刘牧师牧养这个教会。
And we thank you, for Pastor Liu shepherding this church。
我求主继续祝福这个教会的成长。
So may the Lord continue bless the growth of this church。
住在他们中间。
And in the midst of them。
以直到人进来这个教会的时候，他们会感受得到耶和华在他们中间。
So when the people come to this church, they will feel the presence of the Lord。
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
你们喜不喜欢看 NBA 的
？Do you like watch NBA？
那我们明州的牧羊队呢 ？Minnesota Timberwolves 呢？有14年的没有进过季后赛。
The Minnesota Timberwolves。Has not made playoffs for 14 years.
但是去年2018年呢，就成为最后一队进去这个季后赛的这个球队啊。
And 2018, Timberwolves is qualified for playoffs as the last team.
那么呢，我有一个朋友呢，就买票去看这场比赛了。
I have a friend who bought the ticket to watch the game.
他还在现场里面发一个照片。给我啊。
And he sent a picture to me from the game.
这场呢就是明州牧羊队对侯士顿火箭队。
That is a game on the Timberwolves versus Houston Rockets.
那我收到他的照片的时候，我当然帮我们明州打气了。
After I received his picture, of course I rooted for Timberwolves.
但是我没有想过我这个朋友呢，他心在明州，但他的心呢，却在德州了。
And I didn't know my friend, although he was in Minnesota, but he's for Houston Rockets.
我很高兴的这天呢，是我们明州赢了。
I was very happy that Timberwolves won that on that day.
但是如果你记得呢，这场其实是我们唯一赢的一场，最后就给这个侯士顿火箭呢去。
But you know that's the only game we won, and eventually, Timberwolves was eliminated by Houston Rockets.
那么我这个朋友呢，又常来提醒我，我们这个明州队呢又打败了。
And my friends came to me and remind me that Timberwolves were beaten by.
那如果呢，你是这个牧羊队的粉丝呢，其实是很难的。
You know, it's very difficult to be the fan of Timberwolves.
因为我们常常打输。
Because the team often lost.
你知道我们的记录啊？我们赢925场，但是我们输1400多场。
You know, the record shows that the Timberwolves won 925 games but lost 1,405 games.
你说你是牧羊队的粉丝，你怎么能够在人家面前夸口呢？
You say, if you are the fan of Timberwolves, how could you boast before others?
其实你这样敬拜就是一种夸口。
Do you know worship is a kind of boasting?
当你敬拜神的时候，其实你就是指着神向人去夸口。
When you worship the Lord, you boast.The Lord before others.
那诗篇的中心呢，就是敬拜神。
The book of Psalms, the focus of the Psalms is worshiping the Lord.
我们已经讲过了，其实诗篇第一跟第二篇呢，是全个诗篇里面一个很重要的两篇诗篇。
I mentioned the Psalm 1 and 2 are two very important chapters in the book of Psalms.
因为它就好像一本书的序言一样。
And they are like the preface of a book.
这两篇诗篇指出敬拜神的关键。
It's pointed out the keys of worshiping.
第一篇呢是提醒我们，其实敬拜神呢，不是用，好像不是用唱诗的方法去敬拜神。
The Psalm 1 remind us, worship the Lord is not simply singing the hymns.
我们是用生命来敬拜神。
We worship the Lord with our lives.
不是我们把礼物每一个礼拜带到来教会奉献给神，那么这个就是敬拜。
It is not we come to the church every Sunday bringing the gifts.
神要求我们过一个敬畏他，远离罪恶。遵守律法的一个生活。
God wants us to live a life, revering God and depart from sins and obey the law of the Lord.
这个才是圣经里面所要求的敬拜。
That is a worship, described in the Bible.
那但是呢，如果你单单有敬拜节呢，这个还没完成这个敬拜。
If you only have the worshipper.It's not complete the worshiping.
我们需要一个值得我们夸口的神，你才可以有一个完整的敬拜。
We need a God that we can boast before others that will complete the worship.
所以呢，诗篇的第二篇呢，就指出了耶和华神是一个以大能掌权，天地的一个神。
And Psalm 2 point out that our God reigns with power.
这个神是值得我们去敬拜。
And that is a God worthy of our worship.
那诗篇的第二篇的时候呢，我们刚念了，你就知道有十二节。
Psalm 2 has 12 verses.
你可以把它分开成为四段。
And you can divide it into four paragraphs.
每三节的就是一段。
One paragraph have three verses.
那第一段呢，就是第一到第三节。
The first paragraphs contains verse 1-3.
那这里指出了全地反抗耶和华。
It's point out the whole world resistance.
第一节里面说。外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？
Verse 1, why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain?
外邦就是指非以色列的国家。
The nations refers to the countries other than Israel.
万民就是全世界的人。
The peoples refers to all the people in the world.
第二节里面更指出了。就是有君王到神宅，所有人一起来，商议要抵挡耶和华神。
And verse 2 mentions that the kings of the earth and the rulers they band together and against the Lord.
他们也要抵抗这个受膏者，就是弥赛亚。
And they also are against the anointed.One, which is the Messiah.
他们的目的在第三节说，我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
So their purpose is to break their chains and throw off their shackles.
那简单来说就是，人不要耶和华神成为他们的神。
Put it this way, it means that they do not the Lord be their kings, be their Lord.
那我们人呢，其实是很喜欢称赞一些东西的。
We people like to praise things.
你想一想，有一些公司，全个公司就是建立在一个字上，就是这个“赞”这个字。
You know, some companies they are established on one word, praise.
或者是 like.
Like.
你想一想呢，我们现在去餐馆吃饭的时候，我们通常会做什么事情呢？
Nowadays, when you go to a restaurant, what do you do?
这个菜来了。
When the dishes come.
先拿一个手机来拍一个照，放在 Facebook 上面。
You take out your phone and take a picture and put it on the Facebook.
之后才开始吃嘛。
And then you will start eating.
这个是我们要夸耀， 比方说这个餐馆的食物好吃啊，或者我们什么的经历的时候，我们就会这样子做。
And that is we want to boast on the food of this restaurant and our experience.
但是你会发觉了，其实很多基督徒不愿意在别人面前去夸耀自己是一个敬拜神的人。
And you will find that many Christians they do not like to boast that they are Christian before others.
因为好像我们刚读的一到第三节里面讲到，全人类啊都不要耶和华神成为他们的神。
Just like the verse 1-3 we just read, all the peoples they do not want the Lord be their God.
所以你在人家面前去夸耀耶稣或者夸耀圣经里面的神，你会面对人家的攻击的。
If you boast Jesus before others, you will face the resistance from others.
人家会笑你，你是一个迷信的一个人。
They will scoff you and you are superstitious.
他会相信你不能跟这个科学的社会同步了。
They will laugh at you that you are not in step with the modern world.
好像一个自古不化的一个人一样。
And you are an old-fashioned people.
如果你在人家面前去庆祝圣诞节的时候，
If you celebrate Christmas before others,
人家批评你政治不正确，
They'll criticize you, you are not political correctness.
为什么你思想这么窄，没有想到其他宗教的人？
They will think why you are so narrow-minded and there's many other religions.
你是一个中国人去拜基督教，人家就说你忘本了。
If you are Chinese and you are Christian, people will think you are the people who forget your root.
如果你在教会里面有侍奉的时候，人家觉得你是浪费时间。
If you have service in the church, people will think that you are wasting your time.
因为这个世界容不下圣经里面的神。
Because this world has no space for the Lord in the Bible.
其实这个也是诗篇的作者的一个经历。
This is actually the experience of the psalmist.
那如果呢，你看呢，诗篇里面有150篇。
You will see in the book of Psalms there are 150 Psalms chapters.
其中有59首呢，我们说是哀歌。
Among them, 59 are laments.
只有41首才是赞美诗。
And only 41 are praises.
你看诗篇里面呢，他常这些作者常常给人嘲笑他们的。
So in the Psalms, the psalmists are often mocked by people.
他们问你的神在哪里啊
？They ask.Where is your God?
恶人呢，面带骄傲地说，耶和华必不追究。
And in his pride, the wicked man does not seek him.
但是最痛苦的事情呢，是什么呢？
But the most miserable thing is what it is.
就是呢，就是连我们自己在痛苦的时候，我们也问，耶和华啊，你忘记我到几时啊？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算终日愁苦要到几时呢？我的仇敌身高压制我要到几时呢？
Even we in our suffering we asked, How long Lord will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?
所以很多基督徒他不愿意给人知道他是信耶稣的一个人。
So many Christians they don't like let people know they believe in Jesus.
但是我想提醒大家，虽然我们生活在这么黑暗的一个前景里面，
But I want to remind you, although we live in such darkness,
但是呢，我们要好像呢第四到第六节里面所讲，你要记得耶和华仍然掌权。
But we need to remember, as verse 4-6 says, God is in control.
第三一到三节到跟四到六节有一个很大的对比。
Verse 1-3 has a stark contrast with verse 4 to 6.
第二节里面他讲全世界的人一同来对抗耶和华神。
Verse 2 says all the people and the rise up and against the Lord.
这些人觉得他们很了不起。
They thought they are quite something.
但是第四节里面呢，我们的神呢坐在天上。
But in verse 4, our God and enthroned in heaven.
外邦人呢，他争闹他们说我们要脱离神的管理。
The nations they want to break their chains and throw off their shackles.
但是神很冷静的在天上去嘲笑地上的人。
And but our God was is so calm and he enthroned in heaven and laughs.
万民以为呢，他可以挣开神的管理。
The people thought they can break God's control.
但是神说，我必要在愤怒当中去审判你们。
But God says, in my anger, I will judge you.
神说，我要立我的君，就是基督去管理这个世界。
And God says, I will install my king, and I will.And let him reign over the world.
你知道，在人类历史里面，很多国家，他要抵挡耶和华神。
You know, in human history, there are many countries they are against the Lord.
在罗马帝国里面有三十个王帝，他们都以逼迫基督徒为出名的。
You know, in the Roman Empire, there were 30 emperors are famous for.The persecution of Christians.
但是你知道这三十个王帝他的下场是怎么样的？
But do you know what they end up with?
一个发疯了。
One went insane.
一个给他的儿子杀死。
One was killed by his son.
一个瞎眼了。
One went blind.
一个给水淹死了。
One drowned.
一个给勒死了。
One strangled to death.
一个坐牢坐死了。
One died in prison.
一个跌死了。
One died after falling.
两个自杀。
Two commit suicide.
第三个要自杀的时候死不掉，就求人杀死他。
The third attempted to commit suicide but failed and asked other people to kill him.
五个给人刺杀。
Five was assassinated.
五个死得很惨的。
Five died miserably.
还有几个是病得很重而死的。
And the few that died from a severe disease.
有八个呢是打仗的时候给人杀死的。
And there eight were killed in a battle.
在罗马帝国里面呢有一个很出名的，也是最后一个逼迫基督徒的王帝。
And there was an emperor that is very famous for his persecution of Christians.
他就是这个，我们叫他德里先的这个王帝。
He's a Diocletian.
他是在公元284年做王帝到305年。
He was king from 284 to 305 A.D.
他带给罗马帝国最大的版图。
He brought the Roman the most land.
在303年的时候呢，他逼最很激烈的去逼迫基督徒。
And in years A.D. 303, he severely persecuted Christian.
如果你是一个基督徒的军人，你必须要放弃你的信仰，要不然你就要不能做当兵了。
If you are a Christian soldier, you have to renounce your belief, otherwise you cannot be a soldier.
所有当时的教堂都给充公了。
All the churches were confiscated.
他枪毙所有的基督徒，你要不然就是放弃你的信仰，要不然你就是要死。
He forced all the Christians, either you abolish your religions or you will die.
这个王帝呢，他立了两个纪念碑。
He set up two monuments.
上面写着呢，就是这个大克里先宣扬罗马帝国从东到西，并铲除国家里面所有的基督徒。
So for he said Diocletian for having extended the Roman Empire in the east and the west, and for having extinguished the name of Christian who brought the Republic to ruin.
第二个纪念碑呢，他这写上只写，戴克里先毁灭了人对基督的迷信。
The second monument says Diocletian for having everywhere abolished the superstitions of Christians for having extended the worship of the gods.
但是他有没有铲除基督徒呢？
But did he wipe out Christians?
只是呢，当他退位以后呢，他就已经呢给人遗忘了。
After his abdication, and he was forgotten by people.
他甚至呢给他自己政府的人拿去坐牢。
And he was sent to prisons by his own government.
他死后一年呢，下一个皇帝就是这个君士坦丁呢，就立基督教成为国教。
A year after he died, the next king, Constantine, set a Christianity as a state religion.
那不单是罗马帝国希望铲除基督教。
Not only a Roman Empire want to wipe out Christianity.
只是我们中国，也有一段时间是这样子。
The same thing in China.
共产党把所有当时的宣教士从中国里面，赶走。
Communist expels all missionaries from China after they took power.
很多人以为呢，文化大革命的时候，基督教就给人铲除了。
Many people thought Christianity was abolished during the Cultural Revolution.
但是八十年代，当中国再开放的时候，他们发现信耶稣的人彼此，文化大革命之前呢，增加了三倍。
But in 1980s, when China opened the door to outside, they found that the believers has tripled the numbers.
到现在其实是同一样。
It's the same nowadays.
我们知道呢，伊朗是全世界十个国家里面逼迫基督徒最厉害的一个地方。
We know Iran is among the 10 countries who persecute the Christians severely.
但是也是现在福音传的最快的一个地方。
But it is also among the fast-growing.
当我们见到这些恶人得势的时候。
So when we see the wicked rise to power.
基督徒因为信耶稣受到逼迫。
As Christians was persecuted by their belief.
你可能以为这个世界已经把耶稣打败了。
You thought this world triumphed over Jesus.
科学把耶和华神赶走了。
Science has chased out the Lord.
但是你要记得诗篇的第二篇。
But you need to remember Psalm 2.
因为你所见到的其实不是一个真相。
Because what you saw is not the truth.
这个真相是神坐在天上在发笑。
The truth is the Lord enthroned in heaven and laughs.
他正在他愤怒里面去责备所有反抗他的人。
And he rebuked them in his anger.
他神才是真正天上的王。
And God is the true King in heavens.
但我们怎么能够生活在这黑暗的世界里面，仍然见到神坐在天上为王？
But how do we live in this dark world but still see God enthroned in heavens?
这个答案就是崇拜。
And the answer is worship.
当你崇拜神的时候，
When you worship the Lord,
特别当一群基督徒一起崇拜的时候。
Especially when a group of Christians worship together.
其实我们才见到这个真相。
And we'll see the reality.
当我们一同唱诗，
when we sing the hymns，
我们听到的时候，你就会想起神的话。
When we are listening to the sermon, you will,、it will remind you of God's word.
你就会记得神的应许。
And you will remember God's promise.
你就会见到这些眼睛看不到的属灵的事实。
And you will see the spiritual truth that is invisible to our naked eyes.
但是如果你忽略了崇拜的时候，
But if you ignore the worship,
你不来教会，
And you don't come to the church,
只是你慢慢就会给这个世界去洗脑。
And you will be brainwashed by the world.
你见不到神坐在为王。
And you don't see God is in his throne.
你甚至会跟世人一样的生活。
And you will live a life as the worldly people.
诗篇的圣经里面呢，我们常形容圣经就是真理。
We often say Bible is the truth.
为什么是真理？
Why the Bible is the truth?
真理的意思就是他所讲的话是符合这个事实的。
And the truth is what it says is according to the reality.
简单来说呢，真理就是事实的真相。
The truth is the reality.
我们眼睛看见这个世界是越来越败坏了。
And our eyes see this world and degenerated.
你以为神打不过这个魔鬼吗？
You think God cannot triumph over the devil?
你以为这个世界会一直这样子败坏下去吗？
You think the world will degenerated?
但是如果你看第七到第九节里面，你就他就告诉我们，这不是世界的真相。
But if you see the verse 7-9, it tells us that is not the truth.
七到九节给我们一个盼望。
Verse 7-9 give us a hope.
就是主会审判这个世界。
The Lord will judge the world.
第七节讲到受膏者说，我要全圣子。
Verse 7 says, I will proclaim the Lord's decree.
受膏者是谁呢？
Who is the anointed one?
其实受膏者这个字的的希腊文的意义呢，就是弥赛亚。
The Hebrew word of the anointed one is Messiah.
在如果你用希腊文来说呢，就变成基督了。
In Greek, it is Christ.
所以呢，七到九节呢，其实是一段经文呢，有关耶稣基督的预言。
Verse 7-9 is a prophecy regarding Jesus Christ.
第七节讲到，受膏者说，我要全圣子。
Verse 7, the anointed one says, I will proclaim the Lord's decree.
那么这个圣子的内容是什么？
What is the decree?
其实就是第六节所讲的，神已经立基督成为神的君王。
It is verse 6. I have installed my king on Zion.
那我们中国人叫皇帝，叫天子。
And our Chinese calls the king as the son of heaven.
这意思就是天的儿子吗？
Yeah, that means the son of heaven.
其实圣经有差不多一样的观念。
It's similar in the Bible.
所以当神立大卫做王的时候呢，他就这样子说。
So when God installed David as a king, he says,
他必为我的名建立殿宇，我必建立他的国位，直到永远。我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.I will be his father, and he will be my son.
所以呢，当基督登基为王的时候呢，父神呢也在第七节对基督说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
So when Christ enthroned, the God tells him, "You are my son, and today I have become your father."
所以你见到呢，我今日生你的这句话。不是说耶稣基督在这一天才出生。
The verse, I have become your father, doesn't mean And Jesus Christ was born on that day.
这句话其实是形容基督在这个时候就登基了。
It means Jesus enthroned on that day.
就好像大卫登基的时候，神说我是你的父，你是我的子一样。
It's just like when David ascended the throne, God says, "You are my son, and I have become your father."
那么耶稣基督是什么时候登基呢？
When did Jesus Christ ascend the throne?
那么如果你看《使徒行传》的时候，你就知道，就是当耶稣复活的时候，他就应验了我们刚刚所读的第二章第七节。
It is mentioned in Acts, and it is when Jesus was resurrected.
换句话说，当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，耶稣基督就登基了。
In other words, when Jesus was resurrected.Jesus enthroned.
父神立基督为神的君王，要做，要干什么呢？
What God will do after he installed Jesus Christ as a king?
第八到第九节说，你求我，我就将列国赐给你为基业，将地极赐给你为田产，你必要用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇杖的哑
And verse 8 to 9, ask me, I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possessions. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery.
全人类要反抗耶和华神，成为他们的神。
The whole world, is against the Lord.
那么神就设立耶稣基督成为他的君王。
And God installed Jesus Christ as the king.
父神把全世界交在耶稣的手上。
God entrusted the whole world into the hand of Jesus.
成为他的产业。
To become his inheritance.
没有一个地方是主耶稣不能管理的。
There's no place is beyond the reign of Jesus Christ.
第九节讲到耶稣基督审判全地。
Verse 9 tells Christ Jesus judge the whole world.
所有反抗神的人呢，就是那些不要耶和华成为他神的人。
The people who resist the Lord are those people who do not want the God to be their Lord.
耶稣说，他要用铁杖打碎他们。
Jesus said.He will break them with a rod of iron.
你们见到了人对神的反抗，就好像一个螳螂挡着一个蝎子一样。
And you see, the people's resistance, to God is just like a mantis try to get in the way of a car.
神会完全毁灭这些人。
God will, destroy all the people.
这个就是神的儿女的盼望。
That is the hope of God's children.
你要记得，耶稣基督已经复活了。
You need to remember that Jesus has resurrected.
他现在就是坐在他的王位上面。
He sat on his throne.
他要审判这个世界。
And is going to judge the whole world.
这个就是为什么到罗马要。逼迫基督教的时候，他可以不屹立不倒。
That is why when the Roman Empire persecuted Christians, and they stood firm.
这个也是为什么在文化大革命以后，信耶稣的人反而更多。
And that is also why, in the Cultural Revolution, even the persecution. There's more people believe Jesus.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书里面这样子说。
Paul in the second Thessalonians it says.
神既是公义的，就必在患难报应他，用患难给你的人，也必使你们。
我来读吧。
我请翻译帮我念好吗？
上帝既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时，主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识上帝和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。Second Thessalonians, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believe our testimony to you.
诗篇的第二篇里面，他第一段讲到全世界反抗耶和华。
So Psalm 2, the first paragraph mentions the whole world resists the Lord.
第二段提醒我们耶和华仍然掌权。
The second paragraph reminds us that God is in control.
第三段给我们一个盼望，就是主会审判这个世界。
And the third paragraph gave us a hope that the Lord will judge the whole world.
最后三节呢，作者劝人要顺服耶和华。
And the last paragraph, the psalmist exhorts people to obey the Lord.
第十节里面呢，他说：“现在你们君王应当审悟，你们世上的审判官当受管教。”
And verse 10 says, Therefore the king, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth.
你有没有见到呢？作者希望这些反抗神的人做一个聪明的选择。
And don't you see that the psalmist wants the people who rebel the Lord to make a wise decision?
因为你还有机会去悔改啊。
Because you still have chance to repent.
十一节说，你当全敬会是。当尽会侍奉耶和华，又当全尽刻而快乐。
Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate His rules with trembling. 12, kiss His son, or He will be angry.And your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. And Jesus Christ has enthroned.
请你帮我点，有趣。还有一点点就好，应该可以啊，不用担心，我不会死的。其实我这里讲到，耶稣已经要审判这个世界。
I just mentioned that Jesus will judge the whole world.
但是为什么他没有马上做呢？
Why didn't he do it right now?
因为他想反抗他的人有机会去悔改。
Because he's giving the people who rebel him a chance.
所以只要我们悔改的时候。
So only when we repent.
他说。凡投靠他的都自有福的。
And he says, Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
其实这个就是神伟大的地方。
That is the great of the Lord.
其实神可以吹一口气，那么所有反对他的人都死掉了。
And actually, God can wipe out all the people who rebel him without any effort.
但是他没有这样子做。
But he didn't do that.
圣经说，主耶和华，你若追究罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
And the Bible says, if you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand?
但在你有赦免之恩，叫人敬畏你。
But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you.
诗篇第二篇不单只提醒我们，我们的神是配得我们敬拜。
Psalm 2 not only remind us that the Lord is worthy of our worship.
他还告诉我们，其实呢，我们敬拜神的时候，是跟你去演唱会是有分别的。
It also tells us, and the worship is different from attending the concert.
你去演唱会的时候呢，你可能有一种很兴奋的一个心情。
When you go to the concert, you might be very excited.
但是你知道，你去敬拜神的时候，你不单只有一种兴奋，但是你可能有一种悔改的一个感觉。
But when you worship the Lord, not only sometimes not only you feel excited, but you also have the chance to repent.
这个因为神推动我们要去向他悔改，遵守他的旨意。
Because God drives us to repent and to come to Him.
希望我们好像十二节里面最后所讲，凡投靠他的都是有福。
It's just like the verse 12 says, Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是配得我们去敬拜、去称颂的。
Because you are worthy of our praises.
本来我们都不希望你成为我们的神。
We do not want you to be our God originally.
但是你通过不同的方法、不同的人去改变我们，以致让我们悔改。
But you use different people or different ways to change us so that we can come to you and repent.
所以如果我们当中还有还没认识你的，希望你也打开他的心去让他悔改，认识主耶稣。
If there are still peoples who do not know you, please open their heart so they can know you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.